Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice, and we are now listening to Season 1, Episode 10. This is the season finale. Yo. Welcome back to my podcast. This is your girl, Shanti Arnice, and you are now listening to Splat and Chat. We are now on season one, and this is episode 10. This is the season finale. This is it. We have made it. We have made it to 10 episodes within season one, and I am so thankful. I am so excited to be talking to you guys right now on this very last episode of this season. I just want to thank you all. Like I said, I like to thank everybody, all my listeners, all my supporters. I like to thank you guys at the beginning of the episode. So thank you guys so much for sticking with me throughout this entire season. For those of you that has been listening to me since season, what am I talking about? This is season one. But those of you that has been listening to me since episode one, from my self-love episode all the way up into this season finale, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling a friend to tell a friend. Thank you for listening to me. Just a simple share, a simple subscription is just, it just brings happiness to me. So know that you guys are taking the time out of your day, mornings, evenings, nights, or whenever the time is that you're listening to me, you're just taking that time out to just hearing out to what I have to say. And I'm just so thankful, and hopefully, you know, I was able to help a lot of you on some of the topics that I've been giving out. Hopefully it was able to help you all out and, you know, give you guys some input on that little help that you didn't need, or, you know, just give you guys that push to keep going. If you guys didn't know, I didn't really state it a lot, but it is listed on my about me. When you guys subscribe to my Apple podcast or my Spotify or whatever, it is listed as a self-improvement podcast. So for those of you who did not know, this is a self-improvement podcast. So that's why I try to give, you know, the topics that I do give to kind of just self-motivate you all. So that's kind of, this last episode is kind of based upon that. It's on inspirations, manifestation, and achievements. So we're going to just get into each of those topics, and I'm just going to shed my light on that, my thoughts, maybe give you guys some examples on how I deal with that as well. And also the quote for this episode would be courage above fear. So I'll get into that later on in the episode. So let's get into it. So first things first, we're going to talk about inspirations. I want to know what inspires you. So if you guys have the time, after you're done listening to me, just kind of write down in the comment box or whatever below, like in the ratings, what are your inspirations in life? Or you can even write me directly to my Instagram at golden24_4_ and just let me know, like, what are your inspirations in life? What inspires you? And for those of you who don't really know the meaning of inspiration, it means being mentally stimulated in the sense to do or feel something. So you can be inspired by someone or even be inspired by something. For example, I'll tell you guys what inspires me. So what inspires me to paint is my moods and also the drive to be creative. So like, My mood inspires me because painting puts me in a setting to where I'm at peace. So at that moment in time, whatever mood I am in, when I'm painting, I'm my best self. So when doing so, it excites me to do what I do. The desire, and then also the desire to keep me going. So like the drive that keeps me going And that ability to learn new techniques inspires me to do better and to want to do better. So I keep going. So when it comes to like wanting to do different things, I'm excited and I'm, you know, I'm getting that push because, you know, I'm inspired to do so. And I want you guys to understand the importance of that. So, you know, just figure out what inspires you. Find that drive. Find your inspiration in life. The importance is, it's important to know your inspiration in life because that's what awakens you to new possibilities. It shows you the way to perceive your capabilities, you know, in a sense. So it's very, very important to know your inspiration is in life. It's very important to know what inspires you to keep going. And I want you guys to kind of find that drive. You know, do what you need to do to keep, to give you guys that oomph to do it and to keep going. Like, don't stop. And also, you never know, you know, you may be an inspiring person. How you carry yourself is important because what you do and how you do it inspires other people to want to do the same or look at you to, you know, to kind of better help themselves. Like my little cousin, I have a little cousin, her name is Kennedy. She loves to paint and she looks at me as an inspiration because every time she paints something, the first thing she do is call me to show me what she has done, like what she has created, what she painted. And she wants me to see that because I inspire her. And she gets so excited when she knows that, you know, I'm willing to teach her and, you know, show her my techniques. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a good feeling to know that you're inspiring to someone. And, you know, that gives them that drive. So to know that you give somebody that push to want to keep going forward, you know, it's very important. It's a really good feeling. So, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, just find your inspiration in life. If you don't know it, find it. It's okay to not know. But also take the initiative to find what inspires you in life and, you know, take a step back and realize what exactly that is and do, you know, let it do what it do. Let it keep you going. Let that be your drive to keep you going forward. Never lose that capability to know, you know, what the new possibility can show you. So that's my kind of input on inspiration. Let's talk about manifesting. This is, you know, another thing that is like my favorite thing to discuss. I feel like manifesting is important. And if you guys don't know the exact meaning of what it is to manifest or what is manifesting, it is to display by act. So if you want something, speak on it and act on it. If you have a strong feeling about it, about something, manifest on it. If you're constantly thinking about it, don't just let it be something you're thinking about. Act on it. Do what you need to do to make it happen. Like, what are you doing to manifest your dreams? What are you doing to manifest your needs? When you see an opportunity, I feel like that's something that you need to jump on. That can be your first start. So, you know, don't just sit and wait and just do it. Manifest on it. That could be something that you have been thinking about, that you could have been thinking about for the longest. And it's just like when you get that opportunity, think of it as, this is my chance. I've been manifesting on this. I've been thinking about it. I've been praying on it. And this opportunity has came to me. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to do it. Like, have that mindset. Have that train of thought to just jump out there and just do what you've been manifesting on. Whether it's your first start or whatever, it doesn't matter. Let that be the start because you never know how it's going to come out in the end. Back to that quote. This is where that quote comes in. Choose courage above fear. Do not let what you've been manifesting or what you've been thinking about Don't let it just hinder you and let it just sit there and let it just be something that you're just thinking about because you're scared. I get it. We get that fear. I get that fear. I've had it. I've done thought about doing something for so long and I just be like, oh no, I ain't gonna do it. And you know, I'm scared. And that's not a good way to think about it. You ain't gonna get anything out of fear. So always choose courage above fear. It should just always be put first. Courage should always be the number one thing that you go with. And when you're dealing with that, you're going to have that instinct. You're going to have that gut instinct that's going to be like, dang, like, should I just do it? And that's your courage kicking in. That's your courage saying, hello, bitch, it is me. Open up. I don't want to be afraid anymore. Let me in. I have the courage. I'm ready. I'm going to do it. I'm manifesting it. I have manifested it. So I'm going to do it. Let that courage in. Open that door. It's knocking, baby. Let it in. I feel like change the things that you say. So instead of saying, I want that, you need to say, I'm going to have that. That's going to be mine. That is mine. The whatever you say is what you're going to get. So if you feel like, if you just sit there and be like, damn, I want that so bad, but, like, no, don't even put that but in your category. Like, let it be known. Like, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to get. And even if you have to put a date on it, do it. It doesn't matter because you're manifesting it. So if you just feel like, oh, I'm going to have that new car on May 1st. May 1st, you're going to have that new car. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just put a date on it if you have to. Talk about it. Manifest it. And let the change your words. Change your ways of thinking. Change what you say and how you say it. That's a big, major part in manifesting. That is all you have to do is change your ways of thinking and changing how you say it. I know there's people that's out there that's like, does manifesting really work? It does. It's like I said, it's all about a matter of how you say things, and you need to just let it work. Like, of course manifestation works, you big dummy. It works. You have to let it work. If you do not let it work, it's not going to come in your favor. It's not going to work at all for you. It won't work if you're worried. It won't work if you're doubting it. Like, don't try to overdo it. Don't try to overdo it. Like, let the process deliver the results to you. Give it time. Manifest it. Say what you want and speak it into existence, but also give it time. Do not rush the process. Let the results come to you because it will. It'll be knocking on your door just like that courage. Hello, this is me. I'm delivering it to you. You manifest it. I'm here. Let me in. Don't shut me out. Choose courage above fear. Come on, man. Don't let me sit here and preach to y'all like this. Like, y'all gotta feel me. Y'all gotta feel where I'm coming from. Y'all gotta understand me on this. Like, this is real. Like, manifesting is weird. It's really, really weird. Real. And I had to learn that as well. Like, I'm not just... I would never just sit here and talk to y'all about some shit that I ain't never been through. Because every episode that I done dropped, it done happened. It done happened to me. I done been through it, been there, done that. So, you know, I'm able to discuss it. I'm able to talk about it with you guys. So, I'm in a process of dealing with manifesting right now. Like, I'm trying to change my whole outlook on the things that I want to do and just manifest it and change my ways of saying things. Like, instead of me saying, oh, I want that so bad, lately everything is, I'm going to get that. Or this is going to happen for me. Like, I know it is. I know my time is coming. And I don't have no doubt in mind. And I don't have no bad feeling, no bad vibes. Because I have nothing but good feelings and nothing but good vibes. That this is what's going to happen for me. Because I've been manifesting it. And I feel it's going to come. I know it's going to come. Because I have been keeping nothing but positive vibes and positive energy in me and around me. So, you have to just take heed of that. Also, we're going to get into achievements. I hope you guys were able to just feel me when I on that inspiration and in that manifesting knowledge that I just dropped onto you guys. So let's get into this achievement. I feel like if you've manifested your wants and your needs, you can reach your accomplishments. Like, you have to sit there and think about it. Like, after you've manifested it, and you need to just question yourself, did you reach your accomplishment? Each goal that you have set, I feel as if they should have been met. There should not have been no goal set if you feel like you're not gonna meet them. It doesn't have to be in order. They just have to be met and done. Like, why set a goal if you're not going to achieve them? Act on it. Do what you need to do. Set your monthly goal and make sure you achieve it. Like I said, it don't have to be in order. You can set some goals and you can only achieve a few of those goals that you have set. As long as you've done it, that's all that matters. And if you, whatever you haven't done, add it to your next goal and achieve it. Then ask yourself, what was your biggest accomplishment? It feels good to know. It feels good to know that you have accomplished something. That feeling to know is just like so important. Like, it's so good to know that you did that. And you can sit back and just think, once you've done it, I did that. I made that happen. You know, I did that for me. I did it so I can become better. And that's just the greatest feeling ever, to know that I did that. You know, you may have your little support system in the, not even little, you may have that big support system in the back or whatever, but just the fact of knowing that you made that happen. You didn't have to make it happen by yourself. It doesn't matter. You did that. You manifested that. That was your dream. That was your goal. You did it. Whether you got help or not, you made that happen, because that is what you wanted. That is what you felt like you needed at the time. It was important to you. Your goal that you wrote down or just spoken, like you just spoke of, you made it happen. You made it come. You spoke it into existence. So you did that. That's the best feeling. If you haven't already, I encourage everyone to set a monthly goal and do your best to accomplish them. And I do it every month. I mean, I've been off lately, you know, judging the circumstances of a loss of a family member. But before that, you know, I was on top of it. I made sure I set a monthly goal. Each month I had a goal set for myself, and I made sure I accomplished, at least if I didn't accomplish everything on the goal, I made sure I accomplished at least, you know, one or three things out of that list. And whatever I didn't do, like I said, I added it to the next month and made sure I made it happen. It wasn't in order, but I made it happen. So I encourage everybody to do that, so you can, you know, look back on your achievements and your accomplishments and just think to yourself, like, just give yourself that hoorah, like, I did that. You know what I'm saying? Writing your goals is manifesting. Do what you need to do to make it happen. Make you proud. You don't have to do it for nobody, but whatever you do, do it for yourself. Make you proud. At the end of the day, that's your hat that you're throwing on, and you know you're keeping it pushing, like, this is me. I manifested my goals. I, you know, whatever I chose to inspire me, I listened to my inspirations. I did what I needed to do. I made those achievements. I accomplished those achievements. You know, I accomplished what I wanted to do. I manifested it. I, you know, talked about my inspirations, talked about what I wanted to do. I didn't let my inspirations fail me. I continued to push. This was my inspiration in life, and I continued on with it. This was my manifestation to do what I wanted to do. I manifested on it. I'm continuing to manifest, and I'm making it happen. I've done it. I've achieved it. Keep it going. Make yourself proud. Do what you need to do, and understand that you need to choose courage above fear. Oh, Lord, your girl is motherfucking preaching out here, okay? I just need y'all to understand, you know, what self-improvement is. Understand where I'm coming from. This is a self-improvement podcast. That was my main thing on starting this. I mean, it is corroborated with my art business, but I also wanted to be able to speak some knowledge into those, and especially for the young adults, especially for, you know, the teenagers that's, you know, lost in the world and don't really know what is what, and, you know, don't even know how to just cope with growing up. Self-improvement, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen to what I'm saying. It can push you a long ways. It can give you that kind of that thought, that inner thought process of being a better you. Or if you just need that guidance, listen to me. Ask me questions. I will be there to guide you. I'm all about self-improvement. I did ask some questions today on my Instagram story. I asked a lot of my listeners, what does manifesting mean to you? A few of them answered. One person said manifesting means to them is to planting a seed and nurturing it and watching it grow, which is very deep. That statement that she gave, it kind of just pretty much said everything that I'm trying to explain to you guys as well in one. When manifesting, that's exactly what it is. It's just like planting a seed. You put your seed in and you're talking about it. You're speaking on it. You want it to happen. You have such high hopes for this seed. You know this seed is going to blossom. So you're planting your seed, you're watering it. Whatever you're saying that you want to do and what you want to happen, you're taking the necessary steps to watering it, to nurture what you want to do in life, to nurture your next step, to nurture your next goal. Every day, you're taking the necessary steps to make that happen. And then the more that you nurture your manifesting, you're watching it grow. Slowly but surely, it's growing and it's happening for you. And eventually that pace is going to keep going up, keep going and going and going and going and going. And eventually that's that little seed that you planted into the ground, it has grown. It has happened. You have manifested your needs. You made it happen. So that is what manifesting means to her. And that's kind of just what I got out of her statement. Another person said, when you want something, you speak it into existence. Exactly. That is exactly what manifestation is. You speak it into existence. Do not doubt it at all. That little piece of doubt that you have can be that big piece that's going to knock you back down 10 times harder. And it's just like, damn, it's not happening for me because I doubted myself. I doubted what I was manifesting. And it's just like, you can't do that. When you want something, speak it into existence. Start saying, I'm going to have that, or that's already mine. Even if you got to claim it already, you manifested it. The next question was, what was your biggest achievement? And this person said that their biggest achievement was to give their baby stability while viewing the world and getting paid to do it. Amen to that. It doesn't matter what it is, you guys. Like, your achievement can be small or big, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's big to you. It's important to you. So being that she's able to do that and have that stability to continue on doing it and getting paid for it, that's important to her. And that was her biggest accomplishment. She achieved it. That's her biggest achievement. The next person said, not getting locked up anymore. And I felt him on that because that shit is real. To just do a whole 360 on your life. If you've been in and out of jail, and the moment that you just was able to achieve the goal of staying, of being free, to enjoy life, to be able to do what you want to do, to be able to sit there and manifest what you want and for it to happen, that's important. Because A lot of people can't shake that life. A lot of people be in and out of jail, and some people get sentences, and it's just like they're stuck there. There's nothing they can do. So I feel him on that. I feel him that was his biggest achievement, to be free. That's very important, and it's very touching. That's really all. I mean, a lot of people didn't really answer my questions, and I don't understand. Like, I'm here for you guys. I'm here to help you guys. I'm here to give you guys that self-improvement. Like, if you, like, don't, I've said this in the beginning of my episodes. Do not hesitate with me. Like, this is a judge-free zone podcast. If you feel like, you know, you want to say something to me, or you want to interact with me on social media when I post my question boards, to like type something, like ask me questions, you know, don't be afraid. Don't hesitate, because I'll never judge you. Like, who am I to judge? Like, I done been there, done that with shit in my life, and shit I might face what you're facing, you know, in the near future. Who knows? You never know. So I'll never be that one to judge. So it's just like, don't hesitate to come to me about anything. If I ask a question, please, you know, if I tell you to ask me questions, please ask me those questions. Whatever you want to know, I'll answer them. I'll talk about it on my podcast. Whatever topic, you know, drop your topics below. We still have another season to go. Although season one is done, season two is coming. This is not the end of Spot and Chat by Shunti Arnice, okay? This shit is going to continue on. So for future references, if you guys didn't get a feel, I mean, I hope you guys did get a feel of season one of my podcast. I hope I did, you know, shed some light and, you know, open up that door for you guys to feel comfortable with me, to be able to talk to me, to give me those topics, to give me questions that you want me to answer, anything. I hope I was able to put you guys in that comfort zone to do so, so that when season two comes around, you guys are able to interact with me a little bit more. And for those of you who have been interacting and have been supporting, I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are appreciated. And I don't want you guys to ever think that it has been unnoticed, because it hasn't been at all. Like, I watch my views go up. Like, you guys can't see it, but I can. Like, I watch my listeners, the number of my listeners goes up each day. So I appreciate you guys so much for that. I am so sad and excited at the same time that we have reached our season finale. Each episode will have 10, what I'm talking about. Each season will have 10 episodes unless I decide to add more. But as of now, season 2 will be coming soon. And for those of you who are just now listening, please go back to episode 1 in season 1 and catch up on all of the episodes until you reach the season finale. I'd hate for you guys to be behind and I'm already on season 2 and I'm just talking about a whole bunch of other shit and you're just like, damn, like, what the fuck else has this bitch been talking about? Like, damn, do I need to go back? I don't give a fuck. Go back. If you need to, sis, go back. Listen to your girl, okay? Please make sure you guys leave me some ratings. Let me know what you thought about this season. This was my very, 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 very first season, as you all know. And I just want you guys to know that I have had a lot of fun doing this. I'm talking like this shit is the end. Like, bitch, shut up with all that sad shit. This is not the end. We still got some business to do, okay? We still got a couple more seasons to work with. I still got some shit that I need to say to y'all. So let me stop with all that sappy shit. But no, I do want y'all to leave me some reviews. Let me know what you think about this season. Let me know what you would like to hear for the following seasons coming up on season 2. I'm probably going to take a three-week break, four-week maybe, before I start season 2. But just let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Please give me your input. Feedback is always needed, negative, positive. I don't care. I just
I'm appreciative of it all. Continue to listen to me. And again, I thank you all so much. This wraps it up. I really hope you guys can take heed of my self-improvement podcast and understand the importance of knowing your inspirations in life. Understand the importance of your achievements and accomplishing your goals. Like I said, if you guys haven't already, I encourage you guys to set a monthly goal and manifest on your dreams, manifest on your wants, your needs, speak it into existence, change your ways of saying things. And that's it. I just thank you guys so much. I will talk to you guys soon. This is the season finale. This is it, but it's not it. We got another season coming up. Season 2. This is season 1. It's over. We made it to season 1, episode 10. This is the season finale. All right. I'm done playing. But thank you guys so much. I am out. And this is it. Woo! Episode 10. We did it. We out here. Bye.